Good morning, everyone, and welcome to my show. You are listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, right here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. I am wandering around my house, trying to avoid the very, very loud leaf blower outside of where I usually sit, which is in my living room. So right now I'm hiding in a corner of my kitchen because it seems to be one of the quieter spots, and I don't want you to have to, you know, worry, not that you worry, but I want you to be able to hear me clearly. Really, that's all I really want. Because that noise in the background, one, it's very distracting to me, and two, I know it muffles my voice, because I've noticed that when I listen to my replays, if I can hear the leaf blower in the background, my voice gets muffled, and I don't want that because I want you to hear what I'm saying. So everybody, let's take a collective deep breath like I just did. Taking another one. So I will go into the other room in a moment as soon as that infernal noise stops outside, which it has not done yet. Usually it stops fairly quickly, but for some reason it seems to be lasting a while today. I was really surprised because the last couple of weeks they weren't out there at all. They weren't making any noise, and that was so great. But they're back at it today. I don't know what happened. I suppose there's some sort of weird schedule, which is very strange since today is actually a holiday. So happy Veterans Day to all our veterans. And you know, it's a holiday that I'm happy to observe because, you know, I respect and admire the people who have laid their lives on the line and really put that out there for us to protect our country. But yeah, it's strange that they're out there because it's a holiday, so they actually shouldn't be out there. Very strange. Okay, so I'm going to get myself situated here in my usual spot because not quite as close to me as they were. So hopefully that will dissipate very soon. But I'm really happy to be here with you all. And I'm really happy to be able to, excuse me, I'm going to just cough. I'm really happy to be able to hopefully uplift you all a little bit, if I may. I know everybody's having a very eventful. We've all had a very eventful week, one way or the other. And I did say, here they come again. Let me go in the other room. Jeez. I'm going to run in my kitchen again. I don't know if any of you remember, but I did mention on my show last week that I knew who was going to win. And I'm not trying to brag or anything, but this is just how I get my intuitive messages a lot of the time. Spirit will basically just drop some knowledge in my head to make me aware of something. And that's what happened. It actually happened twice a few days before the election. And so Spirit dropped into my head that Trump was going to win. And so I knew it. And I didn't want to share it on the air, just, you know, for whatever reason. I didn't think it was appropriate, and I didn't feel like I wanted to at that point. But yeah, I definitely knew the outcome, and I know that some people are really happy and some people are not so happy, and that's fine. But what I really want everyone to know is that, a few things, really. I'm a certified spiritual psychology practitioner, as most of you already know. And I look at things from a certain point of view, and it's a spiritual one. And even though we're in these human bodies, which are very physical, we are the entirety of us, my words tend to escape me when I'm on the air sometimes. We are mostly spirit. We look very physical, and we are, because we're in human bodies. But the most of us is made up of spirit, because that's who we are at a soul level. We are spiritual beings in human bodies. So when things happen in the world that, we really don't have a lot of control over, because let's face it, we really, the only control is a weird thing. Everyone thinks they're in control of so many things, and yet we really, in some ways, are not in that much control of anything. We are not at the mercy of, but we are, I don't know why I can't talk this morning. I know what I want to say and the words aren't coming. But we okay. Maybe spirit doesn't want me to talk about this. Maybe that's why. I'm not going to say anything bad or negative, of course, because I wouldn't do that. But I just want everyone to realize that spirit is in control. So I think I'm getting thrown off by being in a different spot in my house, actually. And that noise is throwing me off a little bit. Okay. Anyway, you know what? Before I get into that, just to allow myself to ground a little bit more and just to allow spirit to give me the words so I don't have to like fish for them. I'm gonna invite you all to go to the Facebook page first, and then I'll continue with what I'm saying here. And maybe that guy outside will leave, I hope. God, they never stay this long. I'm really surprised that they're hanging around this long. They're usually there for like a minute and then they're gone. Okay, let me get situated. So why don't you all come over to the Facebook page if you can, so that you can talk to me and I can talk back. And how you do that is go to your device, put in 12radio.com. That'll take you to a page, and there are some options on the left, and one of them is chat. Excuse me. So once you hit chat, that'll take you right into our 12 Radio page. And scroll down, you'll see my banner, Lori the Love Sherpa. Oh, I probably didn't help that I just downed like a gallon of fluid before I went on the air. I had my celery juice. I had a lot of water. Let's just say I'm a hot mess this morning, I suppose. It's one of those mornings. It's not bad. The morning, it's been a great morning. I can't say it hasn't. Nothing bad has happened, thank God. But it's just been a weird, strange morning, I think, in a lot of ways. And I think I'm feeling the effects of it because I'm very energy sensitive, as you probably all know. And I'm just feeling like probably everyone and everything, really. But yeah. Okay. So I see you all here. Hey, Renee, it's good to see you. And Judith, hey, it's good to see you too. She says, hello, Lori, I'm with you. Leaf blowers, horsepower to pick up a leaf. Exactly. Whatever happened to like rakes? That's what I want to know. They're much quieter, they're much more efficient. They don't produce all that noise. And she goes on to say, yuck, noise and nasal pollution. Just don't like those things at all. They make me sneeze more than I like. Well, yeah, because they blow up all the pollen, right? I never understood it. When I moved from the East Coast to the West Coast, I'm in California now, as many of you know. And I grew up in New Jersey, and I lived in New York for a long time right before I came out here. And so, I have the East Coast sensibilities, and I'm very logical. I've got a Capricorn sun, a Virgo moon. So I am like the most logical person. And I'm also a projector in human design, and we are guides. So we see how to do things better. So I'm just looking at everything, and it's like, okay, this could be so much better if you just do this. So naturally, I come off as a bit of a know-it-all sometimes, and I actually feel like that's not a bad thing sometimes. But yeah, I don't get the leaf blowers. They didn't have them when I was living out east. Of course, I didn't live in an apartment complex. Well, that's not true. I actually did live in an apartment complex for a while, many years ago when I was on the East Coast in New Jersey. I don't remember them ever having leaf blowers, ever. So when I got to California, this was a new concept. Leaf blowers. Why are you blowing the leaves around? I don't get it. I just don't get it. It makes no sense to me. If anything, get a machine that sucks up the leaves. Right? Not blow them around because they're just going to blow back. I don't get it. It just doesn't make sense. Anyway, they're noisy and they make no sense. Okay. So Judith also says, do you agree with or believe that every 7 years we virtually have a brand new body, that every cell can and does regenerate every 7 years, a Saturn cycle? I think there is validity to the concept. I sure hope so. I'm not a biologist or that's probably not my area of expertise. Definitely. I'm more of a spiritual person and I do know about the body too, but I feel like that's probably true in a lot of ways. I think there is some validity to that, although I don't have any references and I'm not a doctor or anything. But yeah, I feel like that's true in a lot of ways. So I think there's been a lot of studies done, about how our cells work, which I can't even tell you about right now because I just, like I said, it's not my area of expertise. But yeah, that makes sense to me. I feel like that's probably true in many ways because our cells are always becoming better. That's what our body does. Our body is constantly trying to take care of us, and in whatever way that happens, our bodies are always trying to regenerate. So that's sometimes what happens when cells break down, and that's why people get sick. The cells break down, they need to be released out of the body, and new cells need to be produced. And like I said, I have no scientific knowledge about this per se, but in my understanding, that's kind of how it happens. So sure, I believe that. So let me tell you, I was having a lot of thoughts, of course, because of this week. And so now that I'm back in my spot, I can think a little more clearly and there's no more noise outside. Okay. So also I want to invite you to come into the chat, ask me questions if you have questions. That was a good question, Judith. I'm sorry I couldn't answer it better because I'm, like I said, I'm not a scientist, so I don't quite know how that works. But if you have anything that you want to know about spirit or spirituality or psychology, I can probably answer those questions. Or your life. If you have a life problem, that's where my forte is. But yeah, I always want to be here and answer any questions that you give me. And if I can't, then I'll let you know that too. But usually like I said, I'm a very logical person. So I like to weigh what works and what doesn't. And I like to think I'm pretty good at critical thinking. And so when I go through my thought process, I look at what feels right and what feels non-resonant, because there are definitely things that if you look at them and you feel into your body, you're like, ooh, that doesn't feel quite right. Or yes, that feels like the truth. And that's a lot of how I work. If something feels off, it probably is. My body's really good at telling me, and my intuition is really good at telling me what is good and what's not, and what's for me and what's not. And what's for me might not be for someone else, depending on what we're talking about. So you always have to kind of go into your own body and see kind of what's right for you. Don't necessarily listen to someone else unless you're talking about something that, is an overarching theme for like everyone. And I don't even know what that would be, because I think we're also individual, that, what's right for one person might not be right for another. And this is why this past week has been so up and down, because everybody's thinking different things. And even though I know that everybody wants the same goal, everyone wants to be happy, everyone wants to feel safe, and everyone's feelings are valid. no matter what you're feeling. Everybody just wants to be okay. And how we feel that's going to happen can vary widely. And even though I have, definite opinions of my own, and I don't necessarily always share them with everyone because I don't think that's really going to do that much good, it doesn't really matter in a way. And I said this last week, because spirit's the one that's in control. We're not. We're the vessels. Spirit works through us. And so, yeah, there are things we can do to make change in the world if we want to. We can do what we did last week. We can vote, and we can try to have people in office who represent our values, whatever they are. And there's always going to be people who are going to be happy about it, and other people are always going to be unhappy. That's just kind of the way it is. However, I do want to offer to everyone that no matter what happens, I take the spiritual viewpoint, because I know that that is the overarching decider of everything. Spirit, God. That's who decides ultimately. We are just the instruments, and we can get a lot done that way, but we have to do it from an inspired place, from a place of love, not a place of fear. Because if you're doing anything from a place of fear, the outcome is also going to be fearful. Most likely it just works that way. It's all energy. Everything is energy. And you have to remember that. So fear is also resistance and judgment. And that is not helpful in any situation, even if you're in a really shitty situation, which a lot of people feel like they are right now. Okay, they're not happy. They're worried. And I get that. And I also get the other side. I am someone who has definite opinions, but I can see the big picture, and I can also see why everyone feels the way they do. And I can also offer and feel compassion for people who are unhappy and suffering. And at the same time, there are other people who are just the opposite and are happy and celebrating. I get both sides. I really do. And I'm not trying to virtue signal or not. Even though Mark seems to be a big fan of that, which I guess is good, right? You might as well own it. But for whatever that means, and I'm not trying to get all political because this is not the kind of show. This is a show where I want to offer you hope and encouragement and inspiration. And I want to tell you why, no matter what, you're still okay. You really are. And you might be more okay than you even realize. So in spiritual psychology, what we learn, and I, as a certified spiritual psychology practitioner, what I teach is that whenever you're in a situation where you are feeling fear about something, anger, negativity of any kind, that's all judgment, resistance, fear, all the negative emotions. And that's all resistance. And the key to getting out of that place is to look at the situation, no matter what it is. And okay, say look at the situation in the political landscape now. There's a way that you can look at this and say, okay, this might not be what I want, if that's how you feel. It might not be what you want, but can I allow it? Can I allow it to just be? Am I okay in this moment? Because what happens is with energy, fear energy isn't real. And if you focus on coming from a place of love and focusing your thoughts in a more positive way. Like, okay, this is what's happening. I can allow it to be there. That's what shifts things. That's what ultimately can allow the energy, it can keep it from getting stuck and stagnant, because that's what resistance does. Resistance just gums up the works and energy doesn't flow. And then, you know, you have a situation, you're going to keep having to fight it because it's not going to, the energy's not going to dissipate. Whatever you push against pushes back. That's how energy works. So if you're in a situation that you don't like, you have to find a way to relax and allow it. Think of it this way. No matter what has happened all these years, say politically speaking, for example, pretty much we can all say this, at least I hope so. Most of us have been okay. No matter what, no matter who got into office, no matter, you know, what laws were passed or not passed. Most of us are here, and in our individual experiences, we've been okay. If you're listening to me right now, there's a good chance that you are okay in this moment. Hopefully you are safe. Hopefully you are well. Hopefully you are secure. I know that even when I get into moments of, you know, something, me perceiving something being very wrong, I can usually get to a place where I can say to myself and to spirit, I know this is resistance. I know it's not going to help me because I'm just going to get more of what I don't want. So I'm going to go into that allowing and accepting place and say, okay, this might not be what I want, but I can allow it to be here. I can. And me putting myself into that allowing, accepting state of energy, the relaxation, the neutrality, that is what brings in the energy of what I do want. And that's what shifts the energy. It's all, that's the thing we have control over. The only thing we have control over is our response to anything. No matter what's going on around you, your response is what matters. And your response is what dictates your personal experience. And everyone's personal experience is going to be very different. Some people are so much more affected by negativity and negative situations than others are because they're focusing on it and they're resisting it. Whereas if you remove yourself from that and go back and focus on spirit, know that you are safe, know that spirit has things in hand, and allow that energy to shift. Just go to a place of neutrality. These things that you see in the world, this is all very, it's all very physical, but it's all energetically based. So fear isn't real. The love energy is what's real, and the love and acceptance is what can allow the energy to shift. You can't get energy to move if you're mired in fear, anger, negativity. You just can't. It won't. It's like a brick wall. And I don't mean to preach, but this is kind of how it works. It just is. If you're willing to see something very differently than you have, and that's one of the Course in Miracles sayings that I love the most, I am willing to see this differently. And I say that sometimes when I am in a state of resistance, because it does, it shifts the energy. I am willing to see this differently. I cannot see the bigger picture, God, but you can. And you know how to fix this. You know what I want. I want loving energy. I want everyone happy. I don't want people suffering. And that's where I go. And I allow spirit because I fucking trust spirit, man. I have good reason because it's been proven to me time and time again how much I can. And if you haven't had that experience, then it can be harder for a while until you see how well it works when you do trust and when you do surrender. And I'm going to keep saying what sounds probably like the same thing every week in my show in one way or another. I'm just saying it in probably a little bit of a different way because I really want you to hear it because it's so important. No matter who you voted for, no matter how strongly you feel, and people are like losing friends and family over this, which to me is crazy. And that's another thing. What we need to understand is that no one is trying to hurt anyone else. Everyone is looking out for their own interests and what they believe is right, no matter what side of the fence you fall on. Everyone wants what they think is best for themselves, for their loved ones, for the country. Everybody really does. And everyone's operating out of pretty much self-interest because that's what we do as humans. We just want to feel good and we have different ideas of how we can get there. And so when people are taking things personally that other people are doing, that's really not the right way to see this because nobody is. I mean, some people might feel like it might feel like some people are attacking other people personally. That may be. However, those are not the people I'm talking about. I'm talking about people who simply want things to be better. And normal people with love in their hearts who see things going on and may not be completely informed about all of it, which is a lot of people, because, not everybody does really good research and, understands the workings of the world. Most of us don't, actually. And a lot of people are just not paying attention to many different things. And that's okay because that's their journey. Maybe they're not supposed to, right? So, everyone's journey is different and everyone's journey is theirs. And to hate on people just because they think differently than you, because you feel like they're attacking you personally, is not constructive because they're really not attacking you personally. Most people are not. They're just trying to look out for what they feel is best. And it's really challenging for a lot of people to understand and to take that point of view because it is so neutral. And let's face it, most humans are not really neutral about stuff. We definitely have our feelings about things. So, what I want to convey and what I'm trying to convey is that no matter how you feel about everything that's happened this past week or, always really, in any situation, letting go of seeing something as wrong and judging it is so important. You have to find a way to do that if you don't want to suffer, because you will be the one suffering if you hang on to those grievances. And, if you're worried, worrying is just asking for more of what you don't want. It really is. You're much better off leaving it up to spirit to figure this shit out. We do what we can. And we work towards what we feel is right. and what we feel is good, to put ourselves in a place where, you know, we feel good about things and we get what we need, of course. But worrying about it is, it's totally antithetical, because it's not going to get you what you want. It's just going to bring more of what you don't. So I like to use my tools. I like to go back to remembering that in this moment, I am safe. And that requires presence. Presence is all, well, it's one of the main things you need. I think I'm going to have to go outside and tell that man to stop making so much noise. Gosh, they really are. They're really giving me something to feel resistant about this morning. All right. I will try and speak clearly and slowly so you guys can hear me well. But yeah, if you're present in the moment, you're okay right now, I hope. So just go with that. Go with that feeling, because the more you can sink into the moment, this particular moment, we're here together, we're safe, we're okay. Let's let each moment be like that. Let's be present for every single moment and realize that's the way we get a whole life full of beautiful moments and feeling safe and secure. And if stuff comes up, which it inevitably will, you go back to the neutrality. You go back to the allowing and accepting. You don't judge it. Judgment is resistance, and all it does is get you into trouble, because it gives you more of what you don't want. So if you're worried about anything, try envisioning what you want instead. Really, because energy is very potent. And if all of us are imagining a world in which everyone is safe, happy, we have what we need, that's going to be very potent. And that is going to be very effective in getting us there a lot quicker. And also, I dare say, you don't even necessarily need to worry about anything, really, but you don't need to concern yourself with, you know, the world at large, even. All you need to concern yourself with is, what's your experience? What's your own experience? Focus on that. Go inside. Do your healing. Use your tools. If you need to separate yourself from the outside world, great, do that. Go inside, do your inner work. Make yourself such a clear, pure vessel for spirit. Because when you do that, spirit is going to come through you loud and clear. You're going to be prompted to make certain moves and do certain things that are going to help you get to where you want to go. And that's going to help everyone. The main way you can help everyone is by first working on yourself, doing your inner work, because you can't affect things from the level of effect. It's cause and effect. So working on yourself causes you to first have a firm foundation to see things clearly. Because if you can't see things clearly, you're only looking around outside of you, you're going to see a lot of nonsense. But if you work on yourself, and I'm talking spiritually and whatever other way you feel called to, you know, study whatever you feel called to study. Get out in nature. Move your body. Move that energy through your body, especially if you're feeling upset or angry about something. Breathe. Meditate. These are all things that shift your energy. They're not just, you know, BS. It's like, I'm not just saying, okay, go meditate, you'll feel better. No. No, I'm actually saying do these things and it will shift the energy, it will heal you, and it will heal everyone around you. And they will react differently when you are healed, when you are working on yourself. People react differently to people with a higher vibration, because that's what happens when you work on yourself and you learn these things and you're like, oh, okay, this is really how things work. And you realize a lot, your consciousness level and your vibration rise. And the things that you attract are of a higher consciousness level. And you don't have to deal with all that low-level shit. Doesn't that sound better? I mean, it sounds better to me. You know, I've been studying these things for a while now, and it doesn't make sense to me to get all bent out of shape about anything anymore. And I can say that because I've dealt with some pretty challenging things, you know? I know we all have. I have too. Like, I feel extremely blessed in many ways. And I also know that I've had my challenges. I mean, it's not easy to lose people you love, no matter what reason, whether they die or whether they stop talking to you. But I've had to learn how to let go of a lot. People, things, you know, I've had to learn how to let go. And frankly, letting go is a form of surrender, and that's a form of trust. So there are things I never want to have to let go of, but I will not hold on and allow myself to suffer. I just won't. That's not doing me any good. So I am going to allow whatever's freaking happening. I'm going to let go of any attachment to any outcome. I might have hope. I definitely have hope. But I'm going to become so unattached that no matter what's happening around me, I want to be so peaceful inside myself that I am not suffering. I won't do that to myself. I have such a high regard for myself because spirit put me here in this body, in this earth school, for some very important reasons, and I know that. And I am not going to disrespect God. I'm not. By doing what I know isn't going to serve me or spirit or anybody else for that matter. And that's not spiritual bypassing. That's actually of the highest spiritual order to be able to be unattached to outcome. It takes a lot of work. I've been doing it for a while. I didn't just get here, you know, in one day. And I'm not perfect. Far from it. You know, I have my moments. Everything is not always hunky-dory, but I can pull myself back into alignment so much quicker now than I ever could. Thank God. Because I have suffered and I do not want to suffer anymore. I do not. And I don't want any of you to suffer either. So I am sharing all of this with you so that you don't have to. If you have strong faith and trust in the universe, in the divine, whatever word you want to use for your higher power, that is who you are at a soul level. You are God energy. You are a child of God. You have the ability to create. The only thing you can't create is yourself, because that's what the creator does. And the creator is all knowing. But we have all that knowledge in us. We just don't realize it. Most of us don't. But you, by virtue of your energy, your thoughts, your actions, you can create the life that you want in the way that you want it. Even if someone else's life looks like a total shit show, yours doesn't have to be. Truly. You don't have to align with someone else's experience, because that's not yours. You have your own journey. You have your own experience. You get to learn the lessons that you came into this body to learn, not what someone else came in to learn. So that's why I always say, you can't look at someone else and what they're doing about a certain situation and see how, you know, terribly their methods are working for them, because you're a different person. You don't have to fall into that trap of believing, oh, what happened to them is going to happen to you. Not if you don't approach it the same way. Not if you shift out of judgment and into acceptance. It's a simple thing. It's not always easy to do, but it's a simple process. You just have to realize why you're doing it. And the reason you're doing it is because it works. It works better. Resistance, like I said, it's resistance and judgment. Anything, any negative emotion is like a brick wall. Your energy cannot shift. Energy cannot shift unless you go into a place of surrender, of allowing, of trust, of acceptance. And all that means is just fucking relax. Pardon my French. Relax and stop worrying about things over which you have no control. Let spirit take control for you. It's so much easier. I wish I could honestly drill this into everyone's head. Because once you do it, you see how well it works. And you will never go back to the other way. I mean, you might in moments. Sure, we're human still. But seriously, once you see how well this concept and this way of living your earthly life works, since you are a spirit in human form right now, you will never want to go back to the other one. And you won't be able to, because you'll know too much. When you know too much, you can't go backward. It's hard. It's actually more painful when you know, and when you don't actually listen to what you know. So I'm going to go back to the chat. And I hope this has been of some help, because it's very important. Very important. I mean, I feel like I get up on a soapbox half the time lately here, but I feel like it needs to be said. And I'm not trying to be heavy-handed. Believe me, I want all of you to feel good. I don't want any of you suffering. I certainly don't want to suffer. So I am sharing this information because it's been so useful and so helpful to me. It has changed my life, and I want yours to benefit as well. So I'm going back to the chat. Okay, and now it's quiet, of course. Now that it's almost the end of the show. We still have a few minutes. Hey, Pamela. I overlooked a few of you here. Yeah, Judith, you're right. Leaves should also decompose and return nutrients to the earth. That's my thinking. I'm like, why do they even bother? Just leave the leaves alone. Eventually, they're going to decompose. But I guess here they do it in California, I'm guessing, because the leaves get everywhere and it doesn't rain very often.
So I guess that would just make a mess on the ground and people would be slipping and falling and suing the management company probably. I'm guessing that's probably why they do it. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me either. Yeah. Judith says, thanks, Lori. I'm looking forward to staying as grounded as possible with good food and creating as healthy a body as I can inhabit. You have a lot of earth I relate well to. Thank you for emphasizing grounding. Yay, body. Yeah, grounding is a funny thing. I go outside when I take out my trash or my recycling. I go outside and I just slip off my flip-flops or slippers or whatever I'm wearing on my feet. Because we all know I don't wear real shoes. I wear flip-flops, Uggs, or slippers. Basically, that's it. ever since I moved to the West Coast. So I'll slip off my flip-flops or my shoes or slippers or whatever, and I'll just stand on the concrete, the white sidewalk. I'll just stand there for a few minutes and I'll just let the energy of the earth affect my body. And I'll ground that way, because I ground right to the earth, because that's a natural substance. You can do it on grass or that, I forget what they call it, but the white concrete, not the blacktop. Blacktop is man-made stuff, from my understanding anyway. You can do it on the sidewalk, but not on the blacktop. But grass is actually the best, because obviously that's the earth. But as long as it's a natural substance. So I do that. And I like it because it feels really nice. It feels warm and I can feel the energy kind of, you know, coming up through my body, through my feet. And that's a really good way to ground. So I do that when I go take out my trash. but yeah, I mean, even breath can just get you very grounded. If you just focus on your breath and being grounded and present for whatever's happening, I mean, there are many ways to do it. And I guess I probably don't actively do it, because I'm like you say, I have a lot of earth. So I think I'm pretty naturally very grounded. So that's never really been a huge practice for me, but I do know that it's important for so many people. Because if you're not grounded, which is basically a feeling of being in your body instead of out of it, you know, you have to be embodied in order to do anything, really. Because if you're not, things get really challenging. Okay. Hey, Quelly. I see you there. And she says, Monday blessings, Lori. I must say to you and Jay, Mark, and 1-2 family, thank you. 1-2 grounds me and reminds me of what I already know, but reminds me of what I need to remember. I'm so glad to hear that, Quelly. You know, my show, I do it for all of you, but I also do it for myself, because sometimes I need a reminder. And you know, they say you teach what you need to learn. Well, I definitely think that's true in everyone's case, including mine. So me teaching all of you this stuff really helps me remember it and anchor it in my body too. So I'm grateful that I'm here. I'm grateful that you're all here and you're wanting to hear what I have to say. And I'm grateful that it's helpful, because so many of you have reached out and told me so. And I'm really, really gratified and appreciative that you guys reflect that to me, because that's really important. I do want to feel like what I'm doing here is helpful for all of you as well as me. So I don't see any more comments. Okay, well, we have a few more minutes. So let me see if I want to share anything else with you at this time. I took a whole bunch of notes earlier, just stream of consciousness, what was coming through me, but I think I have pretty much said all of it. So I'll just leave you all remembering that today, I didn't even give the time before the time of the date. Today is November 11th, 2024. And right now the time is 10:52 a.m. My show started around 10 a.m. On the Pacific time, I should say, on the West Coast. I just kind of like went off early in the show and I forgot to mention that. But today's the 11:11 portal. And so it's a great day and time to focus on your intentions, focus on what you want, not what you don't want, and focus on manifesting all kinds of good things. I mean, really put some intention into your thoughts today. If you start thinking negative things, realize that that's fear energy and realize it's not real and it doesn't need to be there and it'll dissipate if you replace it with love. Love energy, which is that which we are made of, you know, that God energy. Try looking at things from that space because it's much more constructive. No matter what you see going on around you, all that fear, it's truly not real and it can change in a moment. So consider that. So take that portal energy today and use it to manifest the best life you can possibly envision. Envision the way you want your life. Envision how you want your world. Envision how you want everything around you. And the more you can get into the feeling, the actual feeling of having what it is that makes you happy and makes you feel good, the closer you are to getting it. And that's the way to do it. So I am going to make way for the beautiful Jamie Dawn. And after her, the lovely Serena, who I believe is about to pop out a kid any day now. She's going to be a mama. And that's pretty exciting. Gosh, it seems like so long ago that I had my daughter. Seems like another lifetime. But, you know, super exciting. These women have oodles of knowledge. I highly suggest you stick around and listen to them. And I also want to thank you very much, all of you, for being here with me today. And I hope that you have received something that is helpful to you from my words and my energy. And I am sending all of you so much love. I love you with all my heart. I'm so happy you're here with me. And I feel blessed, honored, and grateful to be here with you on this platform, on Winter Radio every week. So I invite you back next week. Go out into the world and spread some love. God knows we need it right now, especially. You know, be the presence of love. And that is what you can do to shift the energy of the whole world. And it's very effective. So I love you all. This is Lori the Love Sherpa on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way we listen to the world and the way that we respond to the world and the way that we look at and influence the world. It's all coming from us. You create the world you live in. Thanks, everybody. Bye for now.